You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com.
Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I was locked up for the last year and I just got out of jail. I feel like I have an X on my back and people are looking down on me. What now? Let's get into it.
With you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I don't trust gingers.
Okay.
That's going to come up. I hope Glenn knew that. It may have just been something he says. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I celebrate our many, many ginger friends.
Excellent. We are answering a question tonight that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It's not about the struggles of being ginger, but if you have that question, you're free to write in. Tonight, our friend wrote in, I was locked up for the last year, and I just got out of jail. I feel like I have an X on my back, and people are looking down on me. What now? This is very much right up our alley. This is what we do in our day jobs. And there are enough people who have this situation to keep us in a day job. Isn't that right, Jed?
There sure is. The official numbers from the U.S. government say that greater than 1 in 20 people in the U.S. will have been in state or federal prison in their lifetime. That's a lot of people.
Those are people convicted, not just accused.
Exactly right.
That have been in jail.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So if you include people that have spent, you know, they've been overnight in the drunk tank, that kind of thing, the number's way, way higher than that. But here's what that means is anytime you go to a Chili's and there's 60 people in that restaurant, three of them have a criminal record. That's what that means statistically. Right. Similarly, think of every person you know with red hair who is ginger.
Yes.
It's the same number.
That's
the percentage
right.
of the population, it's 1 in 20. That's why Glenn doesn't trust the gingers, because they're probably all felons.
That's just the numbers.
That's just what the numbers say. But there are a ton of people in the U.S. that have a criminal record. You are not alone in that.
Absolutely right. We're never going to get that Chili's sponsorship now. So just implied that a big part of their clientele is ginger felons, I think.
Right,
tuned
that's
out for
right.
A sec there. I think that's what
right.
happened. But as Jed is pointing out, Glenn, and you've been doing this work for a long time, there are a lot of people who have a criminal record, and there are also a lot of people who have jobs and futures, and that's not a coincidence.
That's right. As you mentioned, we have a ministry that where we reach out to guys while they're behind bars and then work with them after they get out, help them plug into churches, help them plug into jobs and find the social services that they need. We find that's actually not difficult to do for somebody who's motivated. We work with a lot of community leaders, people who are very well thought of, even pastors that we work with that in their past they've had criminal records and they have been able to turn their lives around to the point where they're able to reach out to other people who are coming out of jail and working with them. So by no means is this the last chapter in your life, and the rest of it must be lived according to that. There's a whole lot of good things ahead of you.
That's absolutely right. And Jed, that is something you can do, and that's an active step, right? This person talks about feeling like there's an X on their back.
Right.
And that's less true than they may feel, but it's definitely you can live like that's true, or you can make the choice to not do that.
There's no doubt about it. We're going to talk in a minute about the idea of building a future for yourself, but we want to be crystal clear. Having a record doesn't have to limit your future.
Right.
There are plenty of people that allow it to limit their future. Unfortunately, that is true, but it doesn't have to. You can build a future for yourself that is different, that is amazing, and that bears no resemblance to the past that you are right now coming out of.
You can do it. A lot of people have done it before you. We've helped them do that, and we're going to have more tips to help you when we come back on The Bridge Loud. We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Fear the ginger.
And also Jed Brewer.
The seasons don't fear the ginger.
That's exactly right. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
We had gone through the first segment without a 70s rock reference, which I was very assured by, but we came back.
Yeah.
Got it.
We did it.
We are answering a question our friend wrote into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, which says, I was locked up for the last year and I just got out of jail. I feel like I have an X on my back and people are looking down on me. What now? So in the previous segment, we talked about how a lot of people had been to jail, like a disturbingly high amount of people. The number was 1 in 20 in the United States. And this can feel like a thing that ends your life, but we personally, everybody on the show, knows and has worked with guys who have been to jail, prison downstate, and have jobs, families, community status that you would never know. Glenn, you've worked with a lot of those guys. What are the kind of things we can, the tips we can give?
Well, I think the main thing is that you can't do this on your own, that you do need help. And there are lots of agencies, lots of organizations, and lots of churches that are organized to help you find that next step that you need to take. So it's about reaching out. It's about finding those resources. Your future moving forward really depends more on that. I mean, of course, you have to put the effort in behind that. But the truth is, whatever you do to build towards that will pay off. This is not a case of there's no possible way out of this. And we're behind you 100%. We care about you. And we're praying for you.
And you mentioned building there. I think that's a very important point here. Jed, in the last segment, we talked about how people who've been to prison have a future. This is not an ending thing. But I think what we're talking about here is that future is going to be what you make of it, and you still have a role in that, right?
There's no doubt about it. Glenn's right. You need to. You want to reach out for the help and the resources. And what that's going to look like is building a future where you work a stable job, building a future where you have a healthy place to live and you have a positive network of relationships. You spent the last year in jail, and we're so sorry that that happened to you. Here's what all of us on the show know is if you spend the next year building a future with a stable work, healthy living environment, you know, positive social circle, that year, the year you'll build now, will say far, far, far more about the rest of your life and your future than the year in jail ever could or ever would have the power to. You can also do what, unfortunately, a lot of people do and not build a different future and maybe roll the dice on things happen the same way. But you can build that positive future that will establish a great, great next many years for you in your life. And we want to see you do that.
Absolutely. And the thing we're definitely going to try to avoid here is reoffending, getting put back in the system. Unfortunately, and again, this is something we do for a job, so we can tell you, the system is not set up for you to never be in jail again.
Yeah, right.
If anything, particularly in Chicago and Cook County area, that may be the other side of that. But that is where you come in. This is you having a very active place in your life. We work not only with folks behind bars, but people who are in addiction recovery. And a big thing they talk about is watching your people, places, and things.
Yeah.
There are positive people and good places that you can be that are different than the set that got you into prison in the first place. And changing those things, it may feel hard, it may feel insurmountable. It is something you can do. It's something we watch a lot of people do. And as Glenn started us off with, the payoffs are more than worth it. We're going to come back with more for you on that on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Resist the Ginge Agenda.
And Jed Brewer.
That's amazing.
Was also very carefully pronounced.
Or should I say the Aginja?
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Wow.
This is a lot of wordplay coming out. It's very late at night here. But we are continuing to answer a question that our friend wrote into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. Says, I was locked up for the last year and I just got out of jail. I feel like I have an X on my back and people are looking down on me. What now? In this segment here, we want to give you some very concrete things you can do. And Jed, what's the kind of number one? We talked about the next year of this person's life. What's kind of one of those top concrete, this is an active step you can take that they can take?
I'm sure you're already thinking about this, and you're right, you need a job. And the challenge is, you're saying, if they knew I had a record, they wouldn't want to hire me. Unfortunately, there's plenty of places where that's true. I'd love to tell you sunshine and rainbows, but that's how it is. But what I can tell you, because we've helped a lot of guys over a long period of time, if you apply for 100 jobs, you will get a job. Guaranteed. I've never seen anyone apply for 100 jobs and get zero. Guys with many, many, many offenses on their background. So the key thing is start today. Apply for a job today. Apply for a job tomorrow. Apply for a job the day after that. If you can dig it, if you do that every day, it's 3.5 months. In 3.5 months, I guarantee you, you will have a job. And I'm going to give you our ironclad Bridge Loud money-back guarantee. If you apply for 100 jobs and you don't get one, call me. We'll sort something out.
That's 1-800-CALL-JED. Call Jed. And of course, there's another number you can look at. There's a Cook County, City of Chicago, the city and the county get together to form a workforce board. And this is a place where you can go. They have exactly what Jed's talking about. Job placement agencies, some training stuff, resume help. A lot of these places, depending on the one you go to, specifically know places that hire felons. There are some very kind companies out there that they specifically want to do that. They want to work people. Have that on the record. So that's workforceboard, all one word, .org. You can call them 708-709-7975. The number again for the Workforce Board, 708-709-7975. And Glenn, obviously, Jed's absolutely right. People need a job, but they also need a community. We mentioned we can't do this together. And they need some people to understand what they're going through. And luckily, some 20 years ago, a very smart man developed such a thing.
That's right. Yeah, our Bridge program is really designed specifically for that. And we want people listening to this to not only hear the advice, but to know they're welcome to be part of that Bridge program. Essentially, it's every Tuesday night at 7:30. And the idea is that we invite different pastors there to come and bring the word so that if you're looking for a church home, you can find somebody that fits on that. But afterwards, we have a meal. Everybody kind of lay out the tables and everybody eats. And it's an opportunity for people to get help with social service agency connections, job connections, even food connections if you have an emergency need in that area. We want to kind of cover all those bases. So it's one-stop shopping. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely right. That is every Tuesday at 7:30 at Bethel Lutheran Church, 130 North Keeler in the city of Chicago. You can check us out for directions and more information at MissionUSA, all one word, .com, MissionUSA.com. We will be back with you for one more segment here on The Bridge Loud.
Suddenly was down.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I believe even gingers can be redeemed.
Wow.
A powerful statement from a man with a very odd prejudice. Also joining us is Jen Brewer.
It's very generous of you, Glenn.
Yes.
Absolutely. We are continuing to answer a question from our friend who wrote in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com and said, I was locked up for the last year and just got out of jail. What do I do now? We've given you some emotional advice. We've given you some practical advice. We've given you some numbers you can call. But now we're going to give you something extra, give you something more, give you something special. Dare I say, we're going to give you something secret.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, as we mentioned, you've been doing this work for a long time. You actually founded a program that's specifically for helping people who come out of jail. So what have you learned in that time that you can help a friend out with?
Well, full disclosure, I'm not a stranger to the backseat of a squad car myself. And here's the thing about that is that when I got to that place, I kind of felt like I was an outcast. I kind of felt like there was no place for me, and it kind of put me in a different category of person. But the interesting thing is at that same time, I started doing what I think a lot of young people do, is you look around at your beliefs and what do you really believe in, and you question what your parents believe in and that kind of thing. And I started looking at this guy, Jesus, and it turns out that he was interested in people at the bottom of life, that that was really his whole focus and his whole approach. And that far from rejecting them or judging them or mistreating them or preaching down to them, that he was about lifting them up and caring about them and helping them find a new life. So that's, I think, the main thing I want you to look at is finding that new life that's available to you and finding that new hope.
That's right. And Jed, you can close this out with, there are some people who've never seen the back of a squad car.
Yeah.
But if they lived in a different neighborhood with a different style of police presence, they might have. That's another thing we've learned when we deal with these kind of people is someone who's been to jail, someone who's been in a gang, someone who's had an addiction, is not a different brand of person who has a different life ahead of them. And part of the help is helping them see that, right?
Absolutely right. Look, here's the truth. We're all messed up. Mm-hmm. Just as people. Right. I've never met a non-messed up person. The two categories in this world aren't messed up versus non-messed up. It's people who know they're messed up and people who are hiding from the fact that they're messed up.
Yep.
Well, all three of us on this show are people who know they're messed up. And what we found about this Jesus thing is that that's a faith and a belief system and a love that's for messed up people and for people who know they have issues and know they need help. I'm a person who has issues and need help. So are my friends here on the show. And so if that's you, if you're a person where you've got struggles, you've got issues, and you need help, then the Jesus thing is something to think about. That's specifically for you. We're going to close out, if you'll permit us just this one time, we're going to quote an actual Bible verse for you. Jesus said, I have not come to call the righteous, meaning squared away, perfect, put together people. I've come to call sinners. I've come for people with issues. And if that's who you are, then that's who Jesus is for.
And that does include gingers, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
There's hope for gingers.
That's right, and that's who we make the show for. The scoundrels, the sinners, even the gingers.
Yeah.
We're here for all of you on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right. to be with you by your side.